How many times in a day or week or in life do you wish you could take back a conversation? I'm not necessarily talking about a sales pitch. Oftentimes, for many of us, just communicating is a challenge. Ron Shapiro has written a new book. Yes, the Ron Shapiro that we've come to know and respect for the past several decades as a premier negotiator in the worlds of law, sports, business, politics, and now life. Ron, I read Perfecting Your Pitch cover to cover, and my conclusion is that there's virtually no subject in life that this does not apply to.
Well, when I wrote this book, I said to myself, along the road of life that I followed, where have I made mistakes in communicating with other people? And in every aspect of life, whether it be business, personal life, family issues, consumer issues, I've made my share of mistakes. I've learned. And the issue that the book frames is how to communicate with other people in a way that accomplishes your goal and doesn't have you saying, why did I say that or why didn't I say that?
Before we jump into some scenarios, there's a premise in the book, the three D's. Let's touch upon that.
Well, you know, one thing I've learned in life, and that is if you can be systematic in approaching the challenges you face, you have a much better chance of succeeding in those challenges. And so I created a system here called the three D's. Very simple, doesn't take long. Draft, devil's advocate, and deliver. And simply put, when you've got a difficult conversation coming up or a hard communication, put down on paper, draft everything you can think of that you want to say. Put down all your anger. Put down your emotion, whatever it may be, not so that you say it ultimately, but so you get everything down.
A start.
That's a start. And then move to devil's advocate. Find a friend. Find an associate who can look at it for you and review it and give you ideas about what you should say that's in there and what you shouldn't say that's in there, and have a little back and forth with them and go through a revision as a result of the devil's advocacy process. And finally, deliver. Practice delivering it. Have someone be there and ask you questions, push you back, make you feel like you're in the room with the person you ultimately have to talk to. And the bottom line is you get comfortable and you can deliver your message with confidence. The three D's.
Well, I've found in my broadcast career that writing down questions for an interview such as this, here's my draft right here in this room. It helps you control the interview. It helps you guide the interview in the direction that you want it to. But I was just dumbfounded at the scenarios in this book that apply to everyday life, such as taking the car keys away from an elderly family member.
Very difficult thing. And you love that person and you want to express that love, and yet you are going to change their lives by taking those car keys away, such as nudging a young adult who's still living at home out of the house, such as breaking a relationship with someone that you've had for a long time, or denying a relative a loan, or in the business side, selling effectively and holding your price. There are any number of scenarios. The book has 40 different scenarios that you can reference, stories that will better prepare you as you put the three D's in effect for you.
Let's talk about the scenarios for a second. First of all, you have an overview, and then you present something that either you have come upon in your life or someone you know has, and then you write an example. How did you come upon that formula for making your point in this
book?
Well,
you know, I, as someone who teaches as well as writes, I believe that you've got to tell stories to capture people's attention. So I said to myself, look, I'm going to write a story that sets this up that other people can kind of step into because they're going to live it in their own life. And then I'm going to provide the script that was the result of that story in real life. And people will have a starting point. And so whether it be family problems, business problems, consumer problems, or other communication problems, people can reference a section of the book and find a story that relates to a challenge that they face.
One of the stories, I don't want to give all the scenarios away.
Oh, you can give them away.
But one of them, which you never think about, is visiting a terminally ill person. Now, you don't want to write a script and have a script in front of you when you do this. So how do you get around that?
I'm not suggesting that you give up on spontaneity, and I'm not suggesting you walk in the room with a piece of paper and say, hello, I know you are ill. Not that kind of stuff.
Right.
But I am suggesting that it's so important to think about what you're going to say in advance and even write it out so you can see what it looks like and practice it a little bit, because there are lots of things you do want to think about. You don't want to go in there and push against that person or go in ways that emotionally they're not equipped to go. You want to think about your life with them, good memories you can share with them, what you can do to help them at this stage, whether it be in the room or outside the room.
Sure.
And so if you think it through and you have a checklist in your mind, you're going to more effectively connect. You're going to more effectively help them in this very challenging time at the end of their lives. And you may also be able to help them in terms of implementing wishes that they have at this point in their life.
And it was interesting, at the end of that chapter, you asked the ill person, is there anything you want me to do, contact the nurse, or something you need before I leave?
And you know, you get the answer, and then you act on it.
Sure.
And it's amazing. In that chapter, I was helping someone deal with the particular challenge, and she wrote me later on and said, you know, I had a daughter, and I named her after Aunt Susan. And that was very touching as well.
Sure, sure. Let's talk about business and contracts. Mm-hmm. You have certainly negotiated enough of them, more than, I guess, $1 billion, and some big names, Cal Ripken Jr., Eddie Murray, Joe Maurer. Let's say let's bring that step down a little bit. Let's get into a negotiation, let's say, for a house.
Or asking for a raise. Discussed in the book.
How do you present your side and combat the other side without looking to be insensitive?
Well, we have to think, first of all, that we're not going to combat. My first book was called The Power of Nice. We're not going to do combat with people. And secondly, what you want to do is think about mistakes I made early in my career. For example, if I were selling a house for $125,000, I knew that I had to ask $150,000 for it. But when I got in the room with the other side, I would say, now look, we can let you have this house for $150,000, somewhere between $150,000 and $125,000. Fear took over.
Mm-hmm.
I've lowered the price because I thought they might walk away at the $150,000. Of course, now they're down to $100,000.
Because they hear what they want.
They hear what they want to hear. So by practicing that ask of $150,000, by doing it in a non-combative way, by getting comfortable with it, when I walk in the room and I say to you, it's going to take $150,000 to do this, you hear that confidence and you hear what you now consider a real number rather than a number expressed out of fear. That kind of preparation applies whether you're negotiating Joe Maurer's $184 million contract or a $200,000 contract on a house or a $75,000 employment contract.
Interesting. And you are going to join Brett Hollander on Sportsline tomorrow night and talk a little bit more about the sports contract aspect of this.
I think we will be talking about the sports contract piece. And by the way, John, how many lessons I learned in that world? Because, again, I write this book because of mistakes I made in my life and what I learned from those mistakes. And the reason why I write books is because I want to help other people avoid those mistakes. And so it starts with the sports world, but it branches out into all aspects of life. And hopefully people look at it and say, wow, I can do this better now because I've learned what Ron shouldn't have done and what he is doing right now.
Ron, tell us about that telephone call you received just as you were finishing this book from your friend at Sony Pictures
TV. An amazing story. I'm writing this book, and I get a call from the president of Sony Pictures Television, a very successful man. Breaking Bad is one of his shows. Steve Mosco, who happens to have roots in Baltimore. He used to be a salesman at the television station where I had a television show. And he's risen to the top of Hollywood, and he says, Ron, I'm just checking in. Tell me what you're doing these days. And I said, I'm writing this book, and I was writing about the Joe Maurer contract, the $184 million contract. He said, a book on scripting? Amazing. Remember you came out here and you taught us that 7 years ago? I just finished a deal with Seinfeld. We just signed Seinfeld to do his new show, Coffee in the Car with Comedians, and we beat out Yahoo and we beat out all the other major distributors. And you know why? Because I scripted it out, Ron. I practiced what you preached. And in the book, I threw a chapter right away called Selling Seinfeld, an affirmation that this stuff works. And here's a guy at the top of the entertainment industry using it and becoming more effective. He knew what Harry Truman once said. It's what you learn after you know it all that really counts. And he was not a know-it-all.
Selling Seinfeld. It's in the book. Ron, how do we get a hold of Perfecting Your Pitch?
Well, you know, you can get it from any of the major booksellers. You can get it from Amazon online. But as being a Baltimorean, I love our local bookstores, and the Ivy Bookshop has a special going right now until November 29th, which is the release date, and that is, I think there's a 25% discount on the book, plus they will get the book signed by me, personalized, if you want to use it for Christmas gifts. And you can reach Ivy by calling 410-377-2966, 410-377-2966, or going to their website, and you'll be helping a local institution and keeping an independent bookseller going. But all the other sources, from Amazon to Barnes & Noble to Greetings and Readings, are available as well.
Great book. You are the man. Perfecting Your Pitch, How to Succeed in Business and in Life. Ron Shapiro, thank you for your continued sage and advice.
Thank you, John.